Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Good morning, Jungayakawa. Coffee at KYUK starts now. We have guest Bailey and host Johanna Yurick. It's all yours, Johanna.
Good morning, Bailey McAllison. Have you got your coffee?
I got my coffee. How are you this morning?
I am fine. You know, you have the most amazing little airplane in Bethel. I want to talk to you about how you got into flying and what made you interested in flying an ultralight.
So, you know, the kind of journey, you know, that I had into flying, it started a long time ago, because just growing up, I was an adrenaline junkie, just riding dirt bikes and four-wheelers, and, you know, and then I was doing it all for a rush, but I had so many injuries, and I wanted to find a different kind of output for myself. And then I've just always watched planes flying over, and there was always kind of that attraction towards it. And so one of my friends last year, he let me take control of his plane for a little bit, and he was just letting me fly straight and level. And then I got the bug, and I was like, this is something that I really have to do. I love it. It's amazing. And and then I had that ultralight. And the reason that I bought it was because you don't have to have a pilot's license to fly it. And honestly, it's a good thing that I got it before I flew it, because landing would have been a tricky one to figure out. But, I wanted to become a pilot when I was about 16 is when I decided that I wanted to do it. And once I flew, then I got the bug and I knew I wanted to do it. But there was a program that was out here and it was free to go to. And I went to go sign up for it, and it was about a month later that the program just completely canceled. So I kind of missed that opportunity. But the Aventura was, I wanted to buy the Aventura because it was amphibious. I didn't need my license, and then they were way cheaper to get into flying and to get one than an actual plane was.
Well, I mean, what did it do? It didn't arrive as a whole. Didn't you have to, like, put it together?
Yeah. I bought it down in Minnesota from a guy, and it was a kit plane, and he had it assembled previously. So I took it up to Fairbanks and had about $100 of work into it, and we had to reassemble the whole thing, and I had to go over every nut and bolt on it and make sure everything was good and put the wings back together. So yeah, it was definitely a pretty good project to put that thing together.
Well, if it were me and I was putting something I was going to get into the air with, I'd sure make sure every nut and bolt was exactly right.
Yeah, I had the blueprints and went through every single piece and made sure they were all good for sure.
So once you had, I mean, what kind of engine does it have? I mean, it's tiny. I looked at pictures of it, and it's smaller than what people go fishing on the river.
Yeah. So it's got a 447 Rotax engine, which is a two-stroke engine. It's all premix fuel, which I trust the premix more because it's not like a oil pump that's feeding the oil into it, so that can't go out, and it's premixed. And I have a cup that I measure my oil out with, and it's a 40-horsepower engine, which ultralights have 50 horsepower or less, and it's got a three-blade carbon fiber e-Revo prop. Mm-hmm. And because the aircraft is so light, especially, that 40 horsepower is amazing. It'll just climb like crazy because the entire plane weighs 328 pounds empty. And it's a standard conventional style airplane. It has the elevator, the rudders. It's got ailerons. There's no flaps on this model. They do make one with the flaps, but it's the configuration for the controls is chicken rudder rather than a more modern yoke. And
so you flew to Fairbanks in this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you flew from Fairbanks to Bethel.
Yeah, I flew from Fairbanks to Bethel. And that's where I trailered it up, and that's where I assembled it all. And then that flight must have been
pretty amazing because, I mean, you're going through some mountains. It's not like flying through Delta area. I mean, we're talking about winds coming in and out and a lot of variation in the flight.
Yeah. And there was a lot of winds in some of those areas, 20 to 25 knot winds, and it was just incredible the amount of how turbulent it was. And it's especially because it was so light, and there was like rotary winds coming off the mountains in some areas, and it was an intense trip in some areas. Other areas were just beautiful, and I loved it. And
well, tell me, is this the first time you flew this thing any distance?
Yeah, that was the first real trip that I had with it.
Tell me about the first really, like, oh, my God, am I going to do this moment in that plane.
I took off and landed three times and was doing some go-arounds at an airport. And then from there, that was early in the morning, and so I went home and I packed all my gear, and then I went back, and my brother went with me and watched me take off, took my car back home. And that moment was between Fairbanks and Nenana, and I was coming around the mountain, and that's when it really just started sinking in. I was going to be doing that trip, and it was amazing.
Was there any time when the wind just kind of really, like, gave you a pretty wild ride?
Yes, there was between Stony River and Crooked Creek. I was flying, and there was rotary wind coming off the mountain. And the crazy thing about wind too is that you just can't see it, you know. So you can't really anticipate something like that. But the wind is rotary off a mountain, and rotary wind is just wind that's kind of spiraling in the air. And I hit the updraft side, which made my airspeed go from about 55 miles an hour to 75 miles an hour, and 80s never exceed because that can cause structural damage. So I had to pull the nose up to slow it down, and then I was climbing like crazy because I was in that updraft, and it's such a light plane, so I cut the power back. And then I came up and over that rotary wind, and as soon as I came over the rotary wind and I had such a high angle of attack, the nose was pointing up really high, then at my airspeed, I watched it drain from, I slowed it down to about 55 at that point, and I watched it drain from that all the way to zero.
Oh, my God.
So I wasn't producing any lift, and the nose just dropped out of my control. It just came down, and luckily I was flying coordinated, so it dropped down straight, and the wings have a dihedral in them, which also helps it line up better. So then I gave it full power, and I nosed it down because I needed airspeed, and I hit that rotary wind, and I hit the opposite side, the downdraft side of it, and before I could get any airspeed, I had to catch up to that downdraft. And once I caught up, then I sped up pretty fast because I had gravity helping me out and was able to level off. And I climbed up a lot higher, and I just let the wind beat me up there. But from there, I was pretty nervous until I got to Crooked Creek, and I landed, and I sat down for a minute. And yeah, it was definitely wild. And that's the great thing about going out and being a pilot, too, is you just have that excuse to go do things like that, and then, you know, you just learn from them. I'm definitely a lot more fair-weather pilot.
Especially in that plane.
Yeah, especially, particularly in that plane. Yeah. The route that I took today is flying from Fairbanks to Nenana, then Nenana to Lake Minchamina, Nikolai, and then once I got to McGrath, then I stayed with the Kuskokwim River. And I actually, before the McGrath, I went over to the North Fork and then down to, and then I just followed that to McGrath,
Stony River, Crooked Creek, Aniak, and then Bethel. It was about 14 hours of flying to get it here.
We have only a couple of minutes left in this conversation, which I wish was about three times as long. What are your plans for your plane in now?
So my plans for my plane now is actually I'm just gonna fly it a lot. I want to fly around the region a lot, and I'm getting some GoPros and stuff, and then I want to set them up, and then kind of just start a little channel, getting catching wildlife, and then going out and doing fishing and just having fun content with that. And I want to go out and do some gold panning and just have content while I'm doing that, talk about things, go to the coast and find beached walrus and take the ivory and carve it, because I also love carving, and then just try to find some mammoth tusks and just do a lot of exploring and kind of record that so that, someone who doesn't have the opportunity to, or someone who just has the interest, can have that there for them. And really just get out and explore and just look at this region, because it's beautiful. Once you get up in the air, it's Bethel's not as tiny as it once was. It really opens up.
Well, that's amazing. Have you given your plane a name very quickly? Because we have no time.
Windy.
Windy, okay. Thank you very much, Bailey McCall.
Yeah.
You've been have a lot of fun with us here at Coffee at KYUK. And thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
This is Coffee at KYUK. I'm Johanna Urich.